Hello, hello. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. I play women in country music. And today we're doing March releases, albums and songs out from this past month. That's become sort of a regular routine. I like the challenge of seeing what is new out there. And this month was pretty good. Everybody came out of hibernation, I guess, with the warm weather, and there were a lot of good releases this month. I was pleasantly surprised. So yeah, but first up, we'll have our PSA. Sorry about the couple week hiatus. I was on spring break, and then I suddenly had a fun little concussion on last Wednesday night, so I was not here on last Thursday, but Josh was here instead, apparently, so you got 2 hours of him. All right, here we go.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Okay. Decided to play that one because I just confirmed that I'm coming back for grad school. Yay, so you're not getting rid of me yet. This is my last semester as an undergrad, but I'll be back haunting the airwaves more. Alright, so our first song today is called Lonely by Leah Blevins. She's from Kentucky, and she has her second album out this last month called All Dressed Up, and she has a very neo-traditional sound, especially on, not on every song, but on this one for sure. Sounds like it could be straight out of the 1950s country catalog, which I think is awesome. I love old country. And this album was produced and I think co-written by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. So, yeah, here we go.
Lonely, I get lonely for you in the night. You're the only thing that's missing in the cold morning light. I can't help it, I'm aching and breaking, no matter
Alrighty, that was a number of bluegrassy sounding songs. We had Kennedy Rag / Clementine by Sweet Petunia. That's a new duo out of Boston, I believe, who, that's their debut album out this month called Foggy Mountain Mental Breakdown, which is a play on the classic bluegrass song Foggy Mountain Breakdown. And they write their own bluegrass after meeting at Berklee College of Music in 2018. I thought that was some pretty cool stuff, and their voices sound quite nice together, I think. And then we heard an instrumental. Hopefully you could hear it. I didn't realize how low it was. But there was an instrumental by April Virch and Joe Newberry called Robin on the Wagon Wheel, which seems to be their first album. This seems to be their first album together called Blessing on the Wing, but it's April's 13th album. She's a Canadian artist from the Ottawa Valley, a fiddle player. She also went to Berklee School of Music, which I guess is not too surprising. Up next, we will hear a song called Can You Get Me Out of Phoenix by the D-Lines. Off their sixth album out last month called The Setup. This is a Portland, Oregon-based act. Their songwriter is named Willie Vlauten, and he had already had a career with a band called Richmond Fontaine, and then he left that to focus more on his own songwriting, and now he writes songs for this band, the D-Lines, which has vocals done by a woman named Amy Boone, and he says he was really drawn to her vocals, and so now they have this band together where he writes the music and she sings the songs, and it's called Can You Get Me Out of Phoenix?
Get me out of Phoenix. I can't take it here. Another week. I just gotta get my car fixed. Get myself together. And get out of here. You get me out of Phoenix. I should have listened to what my dad told me. He said, keep your own ladder, 'cause when you're down, everyone will just sit by to watch you sink. Trying to play as it lays, but ever since Billy got killed, I've been struggling. It don't mean it's easy to change, just 'cause one day you wake up and what was working ain't working. Thank you. Did I tell you my dad died in his car? Had a heart attack in Lee's Liquor parking lot. A row of $1,000 suits hung from a backseat pole. In his trunk was everything else he owned. And underneath the spare, we found 20 grand. My mother took the money and put his ashes in the garbage can. But later on, I got my own. Nothing she tried could break me. I told her her and her boyfriend's trying was what made he and I the same.
There's a raven outside my window, trying hard to fly against the wind. And there's a voice deep down inside me saying, let it go, let it in. You're gonna fall to the earth sometimes. You're gonna taste the dirt sometimes. Then you're gonna rise. There's a shelf inside my house where the ashes of the anger hide. There's a voice deep down inside me says it's time to change the story of my pride. You're gonna fall to the earth sometime. You're gonna taste the dirt sometimes. Then you're gonna rise. Gonna rise. Why is it so damn easy to make it so damn hard? There's a hope I dare not speak, frustrating most people find. You don't need to change to set me free, no, 'cause I am always free to change my mind. Gonna fall to the earth you're gonna really hurt sometimes. You're gonna feel just like you're dying. Then you're gonna rise.
Can't even get inside.
right. If you turned in recently, you are listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. Today's show is all releases from last month, which is March. We just heard Rise by Melissa Etheridge. She's an icon. This was her 17th album out this month, also called Rise. She kind of melds blues and rock and country. And I grew up listening to her first album out in 1988. I think we had it on a CD. That's got some real classics on there, but she's still going. And then after that, we heard 6 O'Clock News, sung by Brennan Weddle and Waxahachie. That's a cover of a Kathleen Edwards song out in 2002 about a man killed by the cops. Interesting. Kathleen Edwards was very excited to see that they covered the song. Apparently, Brennan and Waxahachie bonded over their love of her music. And then she said, 25 years ago, my audience looked a lot different than theirs does today. It's incredibly cool to see young women love the songwriting that means so much to me, too. Thought that was kind of sweet. And I think the lyrics on that one are pretty cool. Let's see. Up next, we will have Man's World by Cat Clyde, who is Canadian. There's a lot of Canadian country singers out there these days. It's kind of interesting. This is her 6th album, which I was surprised. I thought she was newer, but she's been around, apparently. The album's called Mud, Blood, Bone. So here it is, Man's World.
But my love's so wide. If I don't lock my door, who knows what will come inside? Cause it's a man's world, and you know I do my best. I can't express my woman self without a shield across my chest. Some women make it look so easy, they do it all alone. I love to be alone, but it's a man's world, and you know I do my best. I can't express my woman self without a shield across my chest. I give myself away, I give all. It's a man's world, and you know I do my best. I can't express my woman self without a shield across my chest. Oh, I can't express my woman self without a shield across my chest.
Sitting on the sheer force of will. World all descended, but I'm here still. And like a blank line it follows, for I die by the time I get there.
Bring me to my knees. For he don't know the half of it. And more than I would dare admit, I've weathered storms worse than these. Maybe it ain't our time to go yet. With all that we get thrown at us, we grow in the mud. We flower in the cracks of devastation, despite a ruination, like oleander after the flood, like oleander after the flood.
That was the Montvales with Hellbent on Colorado, followed by After the Flood by Karen Dahlstrom. The Montvales have had three albums. This is their newest one called Path of Totality, which I was really excited about because the cover image is a painting of them wearing eclipse glasses, looking up at presumably an eclipse. I consider myself what you would call an eclipse chaser. I travel to see eclipses. I've been to Argentina, and this summer we'll be going to Spain. So, a very fun thing to do. Everyone should see a total eclipse, I think. But yeah, they said they were inspired by, I guess the two eclipses we had across America in recent times, and the song is sort of stories across, or the album is sort of stories across America. Yeah. So then after that was Karen Dahlstrom, and this is her first album called Love These Days, which I was surprised because her songwriting to me has sort of a sense of wisdom to it. But she has been around for a while. She had a band called Bobtown, based out of Brooklyn, that released four albums. And then she started doing some solo work back in 2011 with a couple EPs. But now she's finally got her first full album out. Up next, we will hear Ashley Monroe and her song I Hate Nashville. Ashley Monroe is one of the more well-known artists on here today, potentially, if you know country music. She was in a band with Miranda Lambert and Angelina Presley called Pistol Annies. Pistol Annies was trending on my TikTok recently. I don't know if it was trending on other people's, or my TikTok just knows I like women in country music, but I thought that was kind of fun. And I was surprised to see she has another new album. This is now her seventh album, and she had one out last August, so she's banging them out, but this one is obviously about her complicated relationship with Nashville. And there's a lyric on here about how she loves Paul Franklin's steel guitar, which is kind of funny because he does play steel guitar on this song. So yeah, here it is.
Tells you you're the next big thing. Pay your dues. I hate Nashville.
are you on him every time he comes home? And lately it's about every night. You're the one he's out spending our money on. You ain't taking him without a fight. I'm warning you, whiskey, stay away.
Heard Starlight Tonight by Michaela Davis, who is a very talented harpist, although she's not doing that on that song. She takes a very cosmic country route on that song. And then we heard Warning You Whiskey by Britt Taylor, who has a new album, her third album, Land of the Forgotten, out last month. Her first two albums, her first album was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, just like our first artist. And guess what? They're both from Kentucky. And then her second album was produced by Sturgill Simpson. And I don't actually know who produced this one. Probably someone cool. Last song we'll listen to today is Natalie Jane Hill, Never Left Me, off her new album, Hopeful Woman. I like that title. She's an Asheville, North Carolina-based folk artist. So I hope you enjoy. Hope you enjoy the show today. I'm Orla. This is Stand By Your Girl. Everything you heard today came out this past March. And I'll see you back again next week, probably with songs from 2006. I did a 2016 show, and now I'll probably do a 2006 show. So yeah, hopefully nothing dramatic happens in the meantime. And I'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in.